The Sheridan VA Health Care System hosted its annual Creative Arts Festival for veterans across the state. The competition provides the opportunity for the vets to not only show off their creations, but to potentially move on to the VA's national competition. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports.
The auditorium at the Sheridan VA is a space for veterans to come, shoot pool, play board games, or just hang out. But today, it's serving as an art gallery. The VA is hosting its annual Creative Arts Festival that allows veterans to submit a wide range of artistic creations. And the tables around the room I'm in really do show a full buffet of art. There are classic paintings of wildlife on easels, pottery, model cars, and planes. But there's also some surprising submissions, like a crocheted cartoon turkey with football stitching on its stomach, and a werewolf sculpture with blood dripping from its mouth and pooling around its feet. Many of these pieces on display are made by veterans who are in treatment at the VA. Recreation therapist Lindsay Snyder says it's a part of the VA's recreation therapy program. Sometimes they use activities like card games, sports, and crafts to help patients heal, both mentally and physically.
So we want to make sure that when we do activities that they're enjoying them and that they understand that there is a benefit to doing them, not just to have fun, but it also benefits their health.
Snyder says art is just one of the forms of recreational therapy, but it can have big benefits.
We get a lot of different paintings and different things in from individuals that come to us saying how much doing this art has benefited their health, whether it reduces their stress, it's a coping mechanism, and it just takes their mind off of things that they may be dealing with.
I carve wood, I paint, I draw, I make jewelry, and what all of those things has done for me is it kind of helps me ground myself into the present moment. And not only that, it also helps me express and process different feelings and emotions that I have, that I struggle with, which mainly for me is like depression and anxiety.
David Humans is a Navy veteran who served during the Iraq War. He's also a VA employee who works with a group in the Mental Health Recovery Program, where veterans can work on self-expression and collaboration.
And it helps people who suffer from serious mental illness kind of regain a lot of tools that they may have lost, learn new tools, kind of find their foundation, and it's just a safe place for people to heal and grow.
Human says the collaborations help build social skills and connections between veterans.
We have a collaboration of different clay sculptures that got attached to an old Dodge hubcap. And then we have a big poster board in the background that took 4 different weeks of collaborating with our veterans, painting, decoupaging, drawing, origami, and coloring.
He says it was his first time showing his art publicly, and he was nervous. He even considered pulling it, but realized it was a chance to get out of his comfort zone.
It was an awesome opportunity to see that, you know, I'm not like the lonely artist in Sheridan, Wyoming. That's a veteran, there's hundreds of others.
One of those hundreds is Air Force veteran Tom Warnke. He served in the 1950s as an aircraft mechanic. Warnke submitted a large wood carving of the Batatican Cliff Dwelling from the Navajo National Monument in northern Arizona.
It's the toughest one I've done yet because of the extreme wood carving in that. It's all made out of that. That's what it looks like when I start.
Warnke picks up a chunk of cottonwood bark that's about 200 to 300 years old. His piece is jaw-dropping. The old wood is carved just so it resembles the smooth rock on the real thing. He's carved out each brick and window on every building, and it's complete with gravel, rocks, and greenery, and the dwelling's minuscule hand-painted people about the size of ants. Warnke has been doing these wood carvings for years, but it's his first time submitting to the VA's art show. And he also won first place.
I couldn't have hired a shrink to handle me like this did for the last year. These 3 that I just finished. It's just something about it. Your mind is controlling these guys, and that's the end result. It's all worth it.
The Creative Arts Festival is a part of a larger celebration of art put on by the federal VA system. Winners from the local festival who are enrolled with the VA will move on to the national competition. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.